A report issued by the Northern Territory Coordinator General for Remote Indigenous Services has sparked renewed calls for the scrapping of compulsory income management. It's the fifth report on remote Indigenous services, but the first by new Coordinator General Olga Havnen. The report aims to track how services in Indigenous communities are helping both the NT and federal governments work towards closing the gap. But after $1 billion has been spent on income management in the NT and more than $225 million spent on government business managers to take control of community administration, the Stop the Intervention Collective says the report highlights government waste. Paddy Gibson from the collective has been doing fieldwork in the NT, working with people being income managed.
What the report does is it shows that there's a systematic failing in the approach of the Commonwealth and by and large Northern Territory governments as well in their approach to Aboriginal communities. And that is enormous resources have been expended on measures that aim to punish and control Aboriginal people where there's very little evidence that these measures are having positive impacts in the community. And actually there's plenty of anecdotal evidence and stories and testimony from Aboriginal people themselves that these things have increased the burdens that are on them in their daily lives. An enormous expenditure on bureaucracy, on public servants.
So one of the things that is detailed in the report shows that FACSIA in itself, the government department overseeing this, estimates that the average cost of delivering the income management program is between $5,000 and $5,500 per person per annum, which is the same amount as that person often receives per year. Is that a reasonable thing, though? I mean, it's obviously a complex program to administer.
Well, I think it's entirely unreasonable. I mean, you know, why would you impose a program on a struggling family? They've got no say as to whether or not they think this is something which benefits them. Many people have actually said this is something which makes their life harder. And at the same time, as there's this enormous expenditure on the income management system, as the report details, there are Aboriginal people across the Northern Territory who are languishing in very serious poverty without access to the basics that you and me would take for granted. I mean, making sure you've got a toilet that flushes, that water that you can drink will come out of the tap when you turn it on, that you have a roof over your head. I mean, these really basic things just aren't there for a lot of people living out there.
The report detailed by Olga Havnen says that there is little available national or international evidence of the efficacy of externally imposed income management programs to modify people's behaviour or engender financial responsibility. What's the government's rationale then for going ahead with income management given that lack of evidence?
I think that it's very easy for the government to implement a program like income management, which creates a particular impression in the broader community about Aboriginal disadvantage. What income management says to anyone who's listening is these people can't take care of themselves. They're responsible for their own poverty. They're responsible for their own misery. Their culture is somehow degenerate. They need to be controlled. They need to have control over their lives taken off them. So it puts the blame on the people themselves rather than looking at what are the systemic issues here.
This report actually details some of the issues people have had in trying to get an exemption from having to be subject to income management. What kind of difficulties have people had in trying to get that exemption from Centrelink?
People are just assumed to not be able to look after their money, largely because they're Aboriginal or, you know, in some cases disability plays a role in that. So it's probably one of the main things that I've found in my fieldwork up here in the Northern Territory is people just do not have the time, energy and resources to try and challenge the system, to go into Centrelink to try and battle and negotiate to prove that you're a good person. That's a very, very draining process, and it's actually also quite a demeaning process. I mean, one woman who's a friend of mine, she writes scripts for the ABC. You know, she's had 20 years in the media industry. She can't get an exemption from income management because Centrelink say that her children don't go to school enough, and she maintains that she's sent sick notes when the children are sick, etc., but she just can't get off the system. So if she can't do it, an Aboriginal woman who is a professional woman, you know, a lot of the people who English is their second language, etc., they haven't got a chance.
Have you, in your work in the NT, come across any Aboriginal people living in those prescribed communities who said, look, income management for me has made a difference?
You certainly met Aboriginal people who are in favour of income management. It's not so much like, oh, thank God they've now taught me how to spend my money. It's more like a savings account that they use. The tragedy is that a lot of those programs were operating on a voluntary basis in a lot of communities, had set up programs that allowed people to put money aside for the store or have a secure account. And what they required was assistance with those programs on their own terms, for them to be able to make their own decisions. You know, a lot of communities have got no access to basic banking services. There's just no way, really, they can manage a bank account out in a remote area. Income management provides that for some of those people. But rather than having a punitive, discriminatory and very, very expensive system in place to do that, they could have worked with communities to develop voluntary and community-based solutions. And, you know, I think you would have seen far more support than what they've got for income management, but also far more effective outcomes that have gone in and worked with people around questions like money management rather than making assumptions and imposing things on people.